Lo-Fi Volume 1, an 11-track collection of music perfect for your next dinner party, study session, or the next time you're reading your favorite book.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we are here for another episode of the Black Married and Debt Free podcast. We have a fly on the wall in here. Taylor is in the room. She's been told to be quiet, but she's waving to everyone. Shira, how are you doing today thus far?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing a little bit better, man. I haven't had the greatest day, I'm not going to lie. But I'm doing a lot better now that we've pressed record, you know? It's just like action, lights, camera, action. Mm-hmm. No, I'm doing okay. I'm interested to get into this topic. You know, not a lot of great stuff happening in the U.S. economy. And we've done a lot of overviews of what's going on and not much change going on.
Well, I think there's lots of changes.
Break it down.
But nothing that we gonna get into something interesting.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yes, there has been a lot of changes. But yeah, nothing we're gonna touch here, right? Well, let's get into this one, Shia. You shared this article with me. And what we're gonna do is we haven't heard each other's opinions on it. So we're gonna read a portion of this article, and then we're gonna just give our unfiltered opinions and react. Let's go ahead and do that. Shire, it's on you.
Yes. But I will preface this by saying that I don't know that this is like the most kid-friendly podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Because we're going to be talking about relationship dynamics.
Yes.
There's a child in the room who's coloring, and honestly, I don't know how long she's going to be in here, but this is a story from MarketWatch.com.
Yes.
And I said, you know, we should talk about this. So here is the situation. So
let's go.
The article says, I am angry.
Ooh.
I'm an unmarried stay-at-home mother in a 20-year relationship, but my boyfriend won't put my name on the deed of our house. Uh-oh. Am I unreasonable?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So here's a little bit of background. It's, I guess, a Dear Quentin article.
Okay.
I don't know who Quentin is, but maybe he's similar to...
maybe Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Or Dr. Laura or
yes,
something like that. You
yes.
Know what I mean?
Okay. So this person writes, I've been in my relationship for almost 20 years. For personal reasons, we are not married, but we have a 10-year-old child. When our child was born, we decided that I would be a stay-at-home parent because my low-paying job didn't cover the cost of childcare at the time, and we were stretched. I have been an at-home caregiver and homemaker for a decade. About 2 years ago, we finally saved enough to buy our first home. It's a condo, but it's ours. Hey, mm-hmm. Since it was my first house purchase, I didn't fully understand the process. So by the time my partner closed on the condo, I realized I was not on the deed. When I asked why I was left out, my partner made some noises about loan applications, the costs, etc. My credit score is higher than his, so if I were part of the loan process for the mortgage, wouldn't it have been a benefit to us? In the 2 years since we've bought and moved into our place, we've had several tense discussions about adding me to the deed. For me, even though I'm not an earner, I'm still a working member of this household. So having my name on the deed is about equality in the relationship and family. And so I will pause there and just kind of get your initial thoughts. This, you know, person says that she's angry and she wants her name on the deed.
Okay, well, let's kind of sandwich this thing here because you guys might not like what I have to say, but let's start with something positive. One thing I do like is that they've had, although they've been tense, they've had conversations. And a lot of times when, when we're counseling or coaching and we're talking with a couple, one thing we always highlight is communication, sharing your needs, sharing your concerns. Now, you can't determine or predict what the other, how the other will respond, but at least you're making your request known to them, right? So, positive there. If you can scroll to down to the first paragraph, Shire, just a little bit, something jumped out at me. You can start right there. I have been in a relationship for almost 20 years.
That's good.
For personal reasons, we are not married. Like, okay, so
yes,
that for personal reasons just like jumped out to me.
Okay, tell us why. I kind
of need to know what those are. Like, I need to know why, because a lot of times you'll see when people are living, living together but haven't married, and they even start to do married people, you know, start having kids and building families and stuff like that. It's sometimes like, well, because for IRS purposes or for tax purposes, we're not. And this is like, I need to know why. Like, is she a part of that reason for not wanting to be married? Because that may change my outlook on things. Or is it that he's just not choosing to marry her? Like, I kind of need to know. You know what I mean? Shire, yeah. You want to jump in now.
I think that's a great point. But it says for personal reasons. So it's the article doesn't say, I'm angry, my boo won't marry me.
Right, right.
So it sounds like there's more concern around being on the house versus being married. So,
which brings me to my ultimate point.
Go ahead. I'll let you make it.
Tough.
Marcus.
it's just like kind of like tough because there's nothing that's binding you all other than the child, which is very important, but there's nothing that binds you to an asset. And unfortunately, if you express, hey, I would really like to be a part of this asset, I'm like, we're pretty much married without being married. He unfortunately has chosen to say, yeah, but nah. And really, she doesn't have a leg to stand on there because she's not tied to him paperwork wise. That's why paperwork is important. And a marriage certificate would have, if nothing else, made things common law in certain states. In the event that they were to separate or divorce or whatever. But because there's no paperwork in regards to marriage, tough.
I will add that they live. Yeah, I will add that they live in a state where common law marriage is not recognized.
Okay.
So the fact that they've been together for 20 years in their particular state is it's not common law.
It's not common law.
Yeah, it's not a common law marriage, you know, and there is common law marriage in certain states, but yes, in their particular state. So it sounds like you're saying that when you choose to not be married, then there are certain things that come along with that.
Yes.
And some of the things that could come along with it is that if a partner decides not to put the other person's name on an asset, that kind of you're not entitled to that asset.
You're not entitled to it, unfortunately, you know, and
but
that's where I stand on it. And it's similar to like, and I'm gonna let you get it off, so I'm gonna let you just get loose here in a sec, but it's similar to like, I'm big on when you're coming into a marriage and you've already developed assets, I am big on protect yourself prenuptial wise. If the other person, you know, may not, it doesn't matter if the other person has as many assets as you or not. I'm all a go and okay with, hey, I've developed these assets and now I'm, you know, fell in love and I'm getting ready to marry, but I want to protect myself. I'm all for
that. A prenuptial agreement.
I'm all for prenuptial agreement. I'm pretty much, essentially, I'm all for paperwork. If that's marriage certificates, if that's prenuptial agreements, love can't be the paint in which we color the whole house with. It ain't all about love sometimes. You know, get your paperwork together.
Okay. I hear that. But I think that situation is a little bit different than what happened here, because at one point in the story, it says that we finally saved enough to buy our first home. So in her mind, it was their house, and they saved for it. They both sacrificed for it.
Okay.
And now it was our home.
I missed that.
So in her mind, she's thinking, oh, we about to buy our first home.
And especially then if she's putting in on it. You know what I mean? If she's putting in on it.
What do you mean by putting in?
She said, we saved, right? So I'm guessing some of her dollars went into the purchase of this.
If she's cooking the meals at home, they probably have saved hundreds of dollars, you know?
Whew, this is a tough one.
So in her mind, it was our first home. And, you know, the boyfriend's thing is, why should we pay hundreds of dollars to add you to the deed and it's just a piece of paper? So he's taking the opposite philosophy of you almost in saying that you don't need to be added. It's just a piece of paper. We've been together for 20 years. Why bother? Why are you making a fuss about it?
See, now I disagree with that. Like, if that's his only reason, to me, that's a BS reason, because it's a couple hundred dollars. Your spouse is expressing how much that would make.
Is that a spouse or a partner?
Excuse me. Your partner
I don't know the difference.
Yeah. Your partner is expressing how important it is to them. And your reason is it costs a couple hundred dollars. To me, that's not good enough. I would prefer him to just straight up say, no, because we're not married and I'm trying to protect myself. I would shake his hand and have a little bit more respect if he came 100% with that, as opposed to this kind of non-committal. It's just paper, you know. That's almost like on some old, it's not me, it's you, you know, or it's not you, it's me. Just say you don't want to be with the person. Just be honest with the person. But go ahead, Shai. What you think?
Right.
I'm gonna let go ahead get yours.
And also, if he were to add her to the deed, in a man's mind, would it be like an admission that maybe he didn't do something correctly? I don't know if it has this pride in it, and maybe he is committed to the relationship and doesn't see a reason why, but I think that she should be added personally.
Yeah. Okay. Now tell me why, Shai. I need to pick your brain on that. You got to give me some reasons.
I think that she should be added, but I will also say that if she should have done her homework at the very beginning.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too harsh on her, because obviously this is, you know, an area of finances, right? And
everything, finances is personal thing.
It's
right?
Personal. And I mean, is there a class on how to buy a home? Like, no. A lot of times you're relying on information from others. You're relying on information from your real estate agent. You're relying on information on, you know, your mortgage broker. You're relying on information from your friends, your family, the internet. You're getting information from every, you know.
Information overload.
But I also feel that, you know, if she's going to be a stay-at-home mom,
she wants some coverage.
Yeah,
she has
to protect.
Assurances.
Yeah, she wants some assurance. Yeah.
Should she have made her request known prior to the
acquisition? Yeah, she should not have assumed.
Yes.
My thing is, especially if you haven't signed any paperwork, and boyfriend is signing all the paperwork.
Yes.
And you haven't signed a thing, to me, it's pretty obvious.
Some red flag should have came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, and again, this is why, and we could get into this if you like, or if you don't like to, that's fine. Char.
Okay.
Family planning is an important piece to financial planning. You got to get your family situation is going to play a huge role into your financial success.
Now you can
pivot and adjust your finances, but if you plan first, you might be in a better position, right? Family planning means maybe we should marry before purchasing, or marry before children, or whatever. You know, you sit down, you have those conversations early. But okay, of course, these are all, this is all hindsight, and this is, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. So
I don't know if hindsight is 20/20, because you're suggesting marriage, and that's not something that this person is interested in.
It doesn't seem that way.
No,
but marriage would cover her. Yeah, marriage would be her paperwork. Would be
marriage
her coverage.
Could be the paperwork,
right?
So girlfriend, you know, you might want to put that on the table. I don't know.
Yeah.
One thing about this article is that it did have a lot of comments.
Well, let's get into some of these. Sarah. I like this.
Well, one of the comments talk about the benefits of marriage, in that if you're just boyfriend and girlfriend and you have a very long term relationship, one thing that you don't qualify for is like Social Security benefits.
Mm.
So like different things that would help you to feel secure financially as a person who's been a stay at home mom,
yeah,
you won't have access to. And then also, like, if you're not on on the mortgage, mm-hmm, or, you know, currently, well, are you on this person's, are you listed as a beneficiary,
yeah,
to on a 401k or any, mm, other retirement account? So those are other things to
know that,
to be,
right,
thinking about.
Yeah.
Not just the house, but other things as well.
Other assets. Yeah. And here's the thing too, Shire, is like, it just slipped my mind what I was going to say. I'm sorry, I'm getting old. But yeah, those are great points. Those are great points and questions that I have too.
Mm-hmm. I have another comment. This, yes, comment is kind of like a story. So this person writes that their sister-in-law never married the father of their three daughters. She worked her entire life at low-paying jobs, mm-hmm, to be able to raise their children. At the end of the day, he left, and she raised the children. She never paid into Social Security, so when she wanted to retire, there was nothing available to her. Mm. So I would be more than worried about. Oh, so this person says, I would be more worried about that than having my name on the deed to a condo. At the very least, there should be a will or a legal document providing for her
and their
child in the event that her boyfriend was to pass on.
Yeah. Now, I love this, because what this shows me is that there are probably other things that aren't in place that should be, i.e. will, you know, what happens when, if this brother were to leave here prior to you? And that's one thing you have to consider, even when you're a stay-at-home mom, is that this paperwork got to be in order, because, you know, men don't live as long as women do, historically, according to statistics. And so we need to make sure that in the event of an untimely demise, the fact that I am a stay-at-home mom, that I'm still covered. And unfortunately, in this story, it seems as though she's got the family. She wants the family vibe without the family paperwork, you know, without the marriage, without the, you know, so I felt like they got the cart before the horse, and now she's trying to reverse engineer, and the brother is just, unfortunately, he's not feeling it. And so it's just unfortunate, because you would hope that these things would be discussed prior to children and prior to acquisitions of a home and stuff like that. And so now she's kind of, like I said, go back to my first thought. It's kind of like tough. T-U-F-F.
I just don't like that word.
Okay. What else you got, Shai? What else you got on the comments?
Someone says, this is not a good situation. I agree with the stay-at-home mom. Her value is absolutely enormous, and I feel that she is possibly being mistreated. She needs to be a part of all the assets, and the man needs to acknowledge it and make it right. If she's in her 30s, I would say cut her losses before it's too late. Leave with her child and start building a real life with someone that will care equally for her by getting married.
Okay, so I disagree with that, with the conclusion of that, but I will say this. Is it his, does he have to do it? No, right? Would he be a stand-up guy to do it? Like, would he be going above and beyond? Would that be like a, like, bro, like, hey, like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it would be very stand-up of him to do that. She's raising your kid. You know, that mother of your kid thing, that to me surpasses wife. It's not bigger and better than wife, but it is as important. And even when you see relationships dissolve, you still hold the mother of your children in high esteem, because they're raising your seed, you know what I mean? And so if putting her on the deed makes her life feel better and more secure, I don't see why you wouldn't want to do it, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But yeah. At the end of the day, it's his right, I guess.
I don't know about this advice as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is Black married and debt-free.
Yeah.
As a woman, I would personally require marriage mm-hmm, mm-hmm. before a baby mm-hmm. and before, you know, we even, you know, would get to this point. Mm-hmm. But obviously, times have changed mm-hmm. and not everyone does that. And mm-hmm. that's, you know, their decision. Yeah. But I think to just say, oh, just leave him and find someone else. It's really difficult, you know, in the dating field.
Yeah.
So to just think you could just cut your losses and start fresh after being with someone for 20 years, I think is a little bit more difficult to do.
Yeah.
It's easier to just type on a keyboard and hit enter. Yeah. But in reality,
it sounds good in theory.
Yeah, it sounds good in theory, but that's
practice is,
that's yeah. very difficult to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would leave, but maybe there are other alternatives, mm-hmm. the will, as you were saying, get your paperwork in order.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, you know, so some years, this story makes me think some years ago.
Come on, Shaw, you said you had something you was going to say.
Well, this is not what I was going to say, but okay. Some years ago, many years ago, I worked at a nonprofit mm-hmm. and I helped people to sign up for food assistance
yes.
or basically food stamps. And there, I was like literally at the welfare office basically. Mm-hmm. And I had a woman say to me, that she was glad that she saw me working and that I was, you know, a working woman. She said mm-hmm. that when she was younger, she was a stay at home mom mm-hmm. and her husband died. And she said that she was never able to recover financially after his death.
Wow.
And like, you know, she's a middle-aged white woman. And honestly, like, that has really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I'm not on some old, you know, I'm an independent woman, hear me mm-hmm. roar. It's nothing like that. But at the same time, it's like, whether you are a working woman or whether you're a stay-at-home mom, like, you want to make sure that your financial affairs are in order. Even if that's having adequate life insurance
yes,
because you are a stay-at-home mom or because you're a working mom, but you have two incomes that are required, mm-hmm. you know, to upkeep the affairs of your household. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like you have to protect yourself. And it's not to say that you don't trust your spouse.
Yeah. Each individual should
I don't
be protecting
know.
Themselves, right?
Am I doing too much, Marcus?
No. Because I think both individuals should be protecting themselves. Like how you said, When you were working, Shai, you expressed like, hey, I want to be able to put away, I want to be able to match your retirement. Like whatever you putting away, can I have mine? You know, and that's not to say that I'm not your beneficiary and you're not my beneficiary.
Yeah.
It's not like these are our separate accounts and you can't see what I got going on over here. It's just that this provides extra security for me to know that if the untimely the demise of one of us to the other would be able to sustain not only themselves, but the two kids that are living still.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So we have to consider that. And, you know, if you're a stay at home mom, you know, you are providing to the family, a supreme service for the family. And you want to make sure that you're covered. But unfortunately, I want to make sure you're covered, period. Period to that. Start of the next sentence. Unfortunately, marriage and having that, you know, certification and being married grandfathers you into a lot of things and gives you more, it gives you more right to things, just like we're seeing in this story. And unfortunately, she doesn't have that. So it's just kind of like you're kind of like asking and hoping that the person has a heart and put you on their deeds and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, I will say, Marcus, to put you on blast.
Come on, blast
that
me.
There was a time that you went and you applied for a loan.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't on it. That's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah, I like this.
Now, do you remember that? And
yes.
Why did you do that? I honestly don't know, and I would like to hear the answer.
Ooh, this is good stuff. Okay, so to set the record straight on that, Shire.
This was several years ago, too.
Several years ago. So my mindset on that was this. We were early in our investing learning. You know, we were doing a lot of YouTube University. We were doing a lot of Bigger Pockets University. You know, we were learning about real estate investing. And we had learned that we knew we wanted to use leverage as a strategy, right? And what I was reading at that time was that most institutions will put a cap on how many times they would give you a loan, right? So if I have one property with a loan, two properties with a loan, three properties with a loan, at that time, the consensus was that around property number four, they start to be a little more stringent on loaning you. And I knew that we wanted to scale past that. So my thinking at the time was, if we start using us individually to get loans, we could, if it's four before they start kind of raising a red flag on you, then maybe you can get your four under your name and I can get four under my name. So I was kind of flirting with that idea when I went ahead and tried to get pre-approved on my own. Well, okay. First of all, I just want to see, could I do it with my income? Would it suffice? And so, but since then, me and you have just decided, you know, we're just going to put both our names on every home, which is one, made it a lot easier because of our debt to income. Our income looks bigger with this two. And it's just like, you know what? We're just going to do it like that. And, you know, now the consensus
we haven't had any issues.
And now I'm reading on some of those same blogs and doing some of that same research that it's around 10 properties before a banking institution starts to get a little more stringent on loaning, you know, you out an additional mortgage.
I know, Marcus, but I don't even.
That's what that was.
I don't even think that I was like, go ahead, do it on your own.
No, I don't think so.
I think you just kind of did it.
Yeah, I just did it. Yeah.
Marcus does that sometimes. Sometimes he'll just do stuff. He gets kind of stubborn a little bit, and he gets in these modes where I'm doing this and I don't care what you say about it.
Now, hold on, Sean. I don't know if you can say that.
And I think that was one of those instances. Mark, you do get like, you already know.
But it's never, Sean, in my defense, it's never anything that's going to hurt or harm the fan. Like, it's never like, I'm staying out all night and I don't care what you say. It's nothing ever like that.
No, it's not. It's
usually things that I really passionately in my chest, I'm like, yo, this is about to benefit us as a whole. Like,
right.
But still, even with that, you know, you want to make sure you ain't doing a bunch of stuff on your own.
And so honestly,
I think we talked about it. Then we pivoted from that. I ain't got no house in my name. So.
I know you didn't go through it, but we're still married. So yeah. I would be entitled, you know, to that asset if you were able, you know.
So let me ask you this.
So, I guess it's not that bad.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So does both of our names being in, and just to pivot there, if you're wondering, we don't have any of our real estate in under an LLC at the moment.
Not yet.
Yeah, we purchased under our name. But Shire, does having your name on those homes give you some type of security? Because I don't even think of it like that. But I thought, let me ask you, do you feel because to me, I never thought about like if Shire had a house under her name, how I would feel. I think I would be cool with it, but I do prefer having my name on it too.
Why?
Do you feel the same way?
I would like my name on it.
Yeah.
But it's community property. I mean, so if you were to have a house in your name, if there comes a point in time where it makes sense for you to have a house in your name and me not be on it, I would be open to that at this point.
And vice versa.
If it made sense.
Right.
On some planet, I'm just playing. Yeah, if it made sense, I would be open to that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, man. So that was our little story, our little segue.
Yes, but there was one question in the article that I don't think we addressed. And so in the story, the young lady said that her credit was better than his, and if her name was on it, wouldn't it have been a benefit?
Yes. It probably would have helped towards that interest rate being probably maybe a few points lower. Sure.
Yeah, but I think it would have helped as well. I mean,
my question is like, wasn't this, why wasn't this topic broached prior to
the acquisition? They just,
like, maybe that's just more of the story. We just don't know. But
you know, be thoughtful. Yeah. I think that this type of thing happens all the time.
Absolutely.
Where people are dating, they're in a committed relationship, a home is purchased, and it's in one person's name. I think it happens all the time.
And so I think like sometimes we get caught up in the flow of everything, and then we start doing married things with a person we're not married to, and the most common, of course, is maybe children. And I get that, but I think this goes to this thought I've been having recently is like, let's say you start with children, and it's like, oh, okay, we did that. I don't think you have to start compounding it with, is marriage like the fix? You know what I mean? When like, let's say if she were to, in this scenario, sorry, if she were to just get married right now,
mm-hmm.
is that the fix
in this situation?
Is that like just a Band-Aid kind of vibe? You know what I mean?
The fact that she's been talking about having her name on the deed for 2 years. There could be some underlying issues.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that you're going to get your way when it comes to everything in your relationship.
Right, right, right.
There has to be compromise. There has to be, I hear you, but maybe I still don't agree. Mm-hmm. I just feel that she's kind of in a tight spot. Yeah. And so she has to really ask herself, well, where else is this showing up in our relationship?
Yeah.
And maybe this is the only thing, but yeah. It could be showing up in other areas as well. But would marriage solve it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But would it be a quick fix? Yeah. But could there be some other underlying issues?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this is a very interesting topic. I like little stuff like this, Shar. I like, you know, getting into real life issues. A lot of times we don't want to seem like we're just talking at you all as a listener. So we like stuff like this. So if you have any questions or scenarios, that we can react to, let's call it react to, cause we can't really give advice, but yeah, you know, hit us up you can hit us in the review section of the Apple iTunes or, what am I trying to say? Wherever you can leave comments and things like that.
Yes.
Or you could just reach out to us in the email.
Yes.
blackmarriedatfree@gmail.com. And yeah, let us know some scenarios like this. We would love to give you our thoughts on it.
Yes. We would love to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know we're about to close.
Okay.
Thought just crossed my mind. What if he did this on purpose? To protect himself.
Oh, I already thought about that. Yeah. Yeah, I think I mentioned that early.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He could have done it for that. He could be on some old, nah, I don't want this. I don't know how real this is. I don't know how serious I am. And I want to protect myself.
Okay.
You know, he could be doing that.
Mm.
And unfortunately, it's just like in his eyes, he could be thinking, I just bought a house because I wanted to buy a house. And
I allow you to be here.
And, exactly. Oh, no. And I'm going to let you stay here. You don't have to pay anything. Your son's involved. And it's kind of a situationship.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like with those kind of things, there's a lot of gray. And that's why, once again, it pays to have the paperwork in order.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you on this one. Get your paperwork.
Yeah.
Ladies, protect yourself.
Yeah.
Be thinking about finances to make sure that you're financially secure down the road is so important.
That's so true, Shia. I love, as we close, love playing chess. Shout out to my brother who taught me how to play chess, and I taught my kids. Shameless plug, they have a really cool video on YouTube. But anyway, in chess, you must think multiple moves ahead. If you're just thinking about this next move you're gonna do, you're gonna get got. So even when it comes to family planning and life, think multiple moves ahead. When you're dating, when you're courting, when you got those butterflies in your stomach. You know what I mean? Because it may help you out and you could perhaps avoid things like this. All right, Shire, any other thoughts?
No.
This was fun. Wishing for the best for these people. Mm-hmm. Don't know who they are, but yeah. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're viewing this. Just leave us a little comment saying, hey, we love you all's podcast. We really appreciate it. And we're going to holler at y'all on the next one. All right. This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shire.
And we're going to talk to y'all next time. Peace.
Bye.